welcome to a podcast edition of Holy Family Catholic Academy's Primary Years Program in Action. We're talking all things PYP and IB, and specifically how we bring the International Baccalaureate Program to action in our school. I'm Colleen Beer, PYP Coordinator at HFCA. Also with me, I have Mrs. Georgia Almeida, a new parent at Holy Family. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
So you have a kindergartner. And you have a second grader here. And how are they doing so far?
They're very happy and having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So why did you choose HFCA?
Primarily because it's an IB school and also for its reputation and credentials on academic achievements grounded in faith. And finally, because its location. We are just 3 minutes away.
Oh, but you haven't always been 3 minutes away, right?
No.
Where are you from originally?
We are originally from Brazil. And our grandparents came and migrated from Portugal and Italy. And so we carry both citizenships, Brazilian and Italian. And we have lived in different places in the world already.
Where have you lived?
We've lived in Brazil, Russia, United Kingdom, and now United States.
Wow. And so Dom and Anna Rosa, where have they lived?
They lived in Russia and Brazil and the States. So they are in their third country, yeah.
So based on all those experiences about living internationally, what personal attributes do you think contributed to your success of working in so many different countries?
I think first of all, you have to be open. Open to learn other culture without being judgmental. Courageous to accept the change and open-minded to learn from others and really enjoy your time abroad. It's never easy, but it's always a learning journey, and it's worth it. That's where having high adaptability and perseverance will count the most, you know, because you have to put a lot of time, commitment to learn that new culture, to get to know people, to socialize, and really learn to live in a new community. So it's a lot of commitment. And you have to learn a new language, and also that's not always easy, but it's really worth it when you get it done. Yeah.
So many of those words that you said in there remind me of our learner profiles that we do. So in preschool all the way through fifth grade, we focus on learner profiles in different ways, and open-mindedness and courageous and even attitudes like commitment. It seems like it has such a lasting impact.
Yes, for
people.
Sure. And it's for life. You know, it's something that they, of course, academic achievements is important. But those competencies, it's something that will drive their careers through their lives and their choices and their success in everything they do. So I'm sure they are in the right place.
I hope so. I know in so many different classes, they focus on learner profiles in different ways. They'll read books, or they'll do compare and contrast, or we'll talk about where we see the learner profile in action. And the students really usually love those activities, and I hope that that would be great if they can do that as lifelong learners and use those skills that we've taught them here.
And it goes through their life and through the family life also. So sometimes they learn something in the classroom and they will bring that to our dinner table. And today in breakfast, my daughter was talking to my son, asking her about the bees, and because he was having some honey on his bananas. And she was asking him, do you know the flowers can listen? Do you know the flowers have hair?
We couldn't believe that when we learned that in second grade. Yes.
So
flowers respond
really
to bees.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's one thing that I just love about our inquiry process is that we always say the teachers don't have all the answers. You know, we learned that together with that article. There was a National Geographic study that came out in July about how flowers respond to bees buzzing nearby, and within 3 minutes can start making more nectar to attract the bee. That was amazing when we read that together. And even students are bringing in things and asking, well, is this bug a pollinator? One was talking about a katydid bug. Is that a pollinator? And we said, we don't know. We'll have to find that out together. What are we going to do to find that out? So as much fun as it is for the students, it's really exciting for the teachers too when they get to learn something new.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
So how else do you feel like your students or your children have done adjusting to this teaching style?
Well, I think it's good because they are part of the learning. Yeah, it's not something that it's just delivered to them. So they have to build that rationale together with the teacher. And it's something that it's good because you are teaching the kids how to learn and how to search for more information and how to develop their brain in a structured way. And you're not just delivering content right to them. Mm-hmm. So it helps definitely building them a very good structured way to learn in every way, in everything of life.
Mm-hmm. How do you think having your students, your children at IB school might prepare them for possible subsequent moves?
IB schools are international, so in many different countries in the world you find IB schools. And the curriculums and the inquiry-based learning will be the same. So I think we'll help them to transition in a smoothly way. So that's why we also choose Holy Family. And when we look to different locations in Europe, in Asia, or in South America, all those locations will have an IB school for us.
Mm-hmm. Even though they might be a little rare or unknown in our area, they're very well known in some parts of the world.
Yes, they are, for sure. And that's what took us here.
Mm-hmm. So we ask everyone one final question for all of our guests. Since we are an international school and we learn global mindedness and we try to learn about different cultures and governments, we ask, what country, even though you've been to so many already, is there any country that you would still want to visit to that you've never been to, and why?
Yes, I would love to visit Thailand because of its beaches and the weather. I haven't been much to Asia, so I'm very curious about China and the growing population and economics. So it's something that I would love to see and learn about Japan also, the education system and their culture. It's something that I would love to. So there's many places to go.
I know. I feel 30 feels like a lot, but you know, there's still more.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure to be here.
Today, again, I'm Colleen Beer. I'm the PYP coordinator at Holy Family, and this is a podcast talking about how we put PYP program into action at Holy Family. Join us next time to learn more about what's happening every day in our school, where we see IB in action.